From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Many world leaders are in Washington for President Obama's fourth and final nuclear security summit Thursday and Friday in an effort to better secure nuclear material from rogue groups and individuals. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Wednesday cited last year's nuclear deal with Iran as an example of how to control the spread of nuclear weapons.
What's also true is that since the president initiated this series of nuclear security summits, 13 countries plus Taiwan have eliminated their stockpile of highly enriched uranium. That is a tangible example of the progress that we have made.
This week's summit will include a special session on how to ensure groups like Islamic State don't get their hands on such material. The biennial event will include delegations from more than 50 nations who will discuss evolving nuclear threats and ways to prevent them. The head of the UN-mediated Libyan unity government arrived in Tripoli by ship Wednesday in a bid to set up a temporary seat of power despite efforts to block his entry. Fayez Sarraj, the new government's prime minister, arrived at a naval base from Tunisia. He said his government has already begun the difficult task of rebuilding the war-torn nation, unifying the central bank, National Oil Corporation, and putting in place policies to ease the suffering of the people. Western nations view the unity government as the best hope for ending years of chaos and uniting multiple factions in the North African country. It has not received the support of the rival Libyan administrations. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says the Geneva peace talks should result in a government that includes both opposition and regime officials. He spoke Wednesday to a Russian news agency. The Syrian opposition has rejected that thought, saying any political future does not include Mr. Assad.